It's time for Over There with Marella Rostroffer. Marella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's over there in Switzerland, maybe? Is that true? Hi, Marella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Absolutely correct. In Switzerland. A lot of topics. As you know, so much is going on over here. And I chose, though, to speak about France today because President Emmanuel Macron is visiting the beautiful island of Corsica this week. And I think it's relevant, it's interesting to speak about Corsica because it is one more place in Europe that is trying to reach more autonomy. And while we have been talking a lot about Spain and Catalonia lately and the issues being far from being resolved, the situation in Corsica is a little bit different, in the sense that the people in Corsica are waiting for the visit of the president. They were protesters, but they basically are hoping very much that because it's the new president, there is also the chance for a new dialogue and an open mind to what they see as an unfair situation. So Emmanuel Macron is going to Corsica to actually commemorate the death of the French prefect Claude Erignac, that was killed in 1998 by some violent nationalists. So it's maybe not the best occasion to speak about more freedom and more autonomy. But for Corsica, it's even more relevant because the nationalists are at the moment in a position of power. And this is very comparable now on this level with Catalonia. That means that the nationalists have 41 seats out of 63 in the parliament. They are definitely very strong, and they would like to obtain some more rights from France. Corsica is French since 1768. France is very adamant in not giving in too much and in keeping really a power on the island. But in Corsica, people would like to have a few things done, like, for example, an amnesty for all the nationalists that are in jail at the moment on the island. They would like also to have their language official. At the moment, it's French. It's French actually in all the parts of France, no matter how many dialects they are. There is no other official language. The Corsican language is a very dominant one on the island, obviously, and they would like to have that as official as the French language. They would like also to have some restrictions in real estate because at the moment they have many wealthy French people that buy houses on the island, which makes the situation for the people there a little bit difficult and unfair, considering that one big difference, for example, with Catalonia in Spain is that Corsica is very poor and is extremely dependent on France, while Catalonia is definitely stronger on the financial level. So there is no really scream for complete independence like in Spain, but there is definitely the will to have a greater autonomy. And it's going to be very interesting to see if President Macron is going to make any promise or open or will open a dialogue that will be sufficient to give the nationalists in Corsica the feeling that they are not ignored, that because they have been also elected democratically, they have the right to shape the future of the island according their vision and not only the vision of France or the vision of Paris. So it's going to be interesting to see how President Macron deals with this issue as Europe, no matter how unified it is to the outside world, really show a lot of independence wishes in many, many places, in many countries. And this is, of course, seen by the European Union as a threat for this union. So we'll see. Scotland is also a topic, and will stay that way, I guess, for a long time. So there are some very interesting places in Europe that seem to be needing a special status. And the best way would be, of course, to begin a dialogue. So that would be for France. And now, very shortly, I also wanted to mention a referendum that is taking place soon in Switzerland about the future of the media. There is a situation in Switzerland that is very specific to this country. Everybody that has a television or a radio is obliged to pay a fee yearly that is about 400 Swiss francs, around $400 plus minus. And the referendum is asking to eliminate this fee, as this is seen as an obligation that many people do not want to have anymore. And that question in the country, the entire media landscape, there is the fear that there would be nothing but private TVs, private radios, and making information, of course, very dependent on the different agendas of the media. We have seen the result in Italy, for example, Jill. As you know, Berlusconi, as owner of some of the biggest TV channels, has been manipulating the news for many years. And in Switzerland, this is becoming the debate. Do we want to have some media that are independent and are able to give some news that are not too much colored, if one can say it like this? Or do we want to put all of this in private hands with the danger of having some media much more powerful than others? This is going to be a referendum And it's a very debated one, and that's why I thought in the current media issues worldwide, this was worth mentioning.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.